Yeah.
With a natural 20.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
10 plus 18.
And if I lay down a vision of hell first.
Yeah.
In the immediate round, because first thing I'll do, let's say I get initiative.
Yeah.
Immediately time stop.
Yeah. Time stop.
Yes, that's a class power. A one round time stop.
Wow.
I cast a disrupting vision of hell, which has a 50-foot radius. That's battlefield.
Yeah.
If you're affected, make a caster level check next round to even be able to cast spells.
What?
Wow, man.
What is this class that gets time stop at level 10?
That's any wizard. That's an arcane discovery.
Oh, okay.
That's any wizard can get that at 8th level.
So you go on full-on wizard?
Straight wizard.
Little bookbinder.
This is first edition we're talking about, a 10th level game. Yep. This is seen as like, I'm running, we are streaming, and I am running,
the totally wrong thing. And then it gets better. So once you've laid down your vision of hell, any fear spell you follow that up with has a -2 penalty to its saving throw. So then you cast Phantasmal Killer.
Yeah.
And whoever you target with that Phantasmal Killer, they're dead.
Yeah.
And unless they roll a nat 20, in which case they still might be dead.
I get back to that analogy of like mostly dead.
Yeah, deadish.
Yeah.
Dead-ish. Or
a wanting death.
Or I roll a natural 1 in my spell penetration and it's all worthless. That's really what's going to happen.
and that's why we don't play First Ed anymore. Welcome to our second edition live show, Age of Ashes, episode 30. Episode 30. Oh. Some of the episodes are an hour long, most are 90. There's a bunch in the early days that went like 2 or 3 hours. And the standard stream is actually 3 or 4 hours, but we're also trying to convert this to a podcast, and I'm sorry the numbers don't line up. When you get to this in the audio aspect, it'll be episode 32, and that is quickly catching up, but we are releasing pods to catch up to this live show every day to keep you busy in your stir-crazy world of quarantine. Hello, my name's GM Jeff Ball. I would like to thank our sponsor here at Fantasy Grounds for providing us with books, more books for both first and second edition. And tonight, we've got 3 dwarfs and a lonely cleric in the house. You know who they are, but if you're just tuning in, I would like to introduce everyone in 30 seconds or less, because everything tonight is going to be timed for more action and less jargon. Okay?
All right, I attack.
Frank,
I'm sorry. I thought we were being timed.
Frank, Hamilton's in the house tonight.
I attack.
Yeah. Frank Hamilton's he's just rolling dice. Frank Hamilton's in the house tonight. The guy with 1 hit point. Ryan Messina is in the house tonight.
Hey.
Joe Gibson, our resident rules lawyer, and now player.
Hello.
Moving sideways in the world, Joe.
And the guy that's usually just here to have a good time, out of the gate, find something that our satellite rule lawyers talked about in our comments on YouTube about there's no surprise round, or at least in your perception, they don't go or they're flat-footed up until that very first round. But everybody gets to go. And see, I denied a certain dwarven monk a beating right out of the gate. Do we redo an entire combat because he didn't turn to skeleton number 4? And possibly come around and have more chance to attack the boss, which is cornered by 3 players and has taken a boatload of damage already? Or do we just acknowledge the rule, apologize for mistakes, move forward? Or
I would give him a hero point, 30 hit points, and a free round of attacks. I mean, I think that's totally fair.
Seems legit.
All right, everyone, vote now in chat below.
Vote now. I don't see any votes rolling in. Come on, Coop. I know you're out there, buddy. You were here 5 minutes ago. Nope. Even Coop has betrayed you.
Just dial 1-800-DWARF-FUN.
Yeah. 50 cents per vote.
To submit your vote now.
Well, let's call up a little thing I like to call the battle map. Let's set the mood by making sure that we're not just playing, you know, any old creepy music, that we're playing battle music. Get some sparks flying. Start that big Celtic wheel that everybody loves and a few people very publicly hate. If you're listening to the podcast aspect of our show, then There we go.
You are missing out.
Yeah. Missing out on our beautiful faces.
Right?
Well, no, that's why I'm distracting by putting us in flames with sparks going around, a giant Celtic wheel of dwarven forgeness, you know, like all kinds of stuff going on here. Boy, I am not, we're not ready
anyway,
to go here.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. Crit damage. Got it. All right. So let's see here.
Let's pull up the vault.
That looks like 12 points of damage and destroyed, Jeff.
Wait till your fucking turn there, Hamilton.
I'm sorry, I'm just waiting all day. It's like I'm growing old. It's my second career here waiting for my turn.
A plus the Owen. Clop, clop.
You know, there's a lonely old skeleton way down here in a corner.
We'll get to him too.
No. That's my solution. One round to kill one skeleton. If we rotated through the same way you guys would have, Miros would have taken care of the first one earlier, everyone would have done their thing, and Theoan would have had the chance at the end to tear the last one. So I will delete Bob the Skeleton, which is equivalent to the first thing that Messina would have hit, or possibly even rolled to hit. No questions asked, not even going to make you roll to see if you even did hit him. Just gone. And now quit your bitching. No, you know what? I want those rolls. Come on, Messina, what do you got?
I got rolls. I got all the good rolls. Let me bring up this little button here and this one here, and oh, here we go. Beta number one. Ah! Oh, that's 11. That's not good.
You'll have to do better than that.
I will. Second beaten. That's also an 11.
Well, I appreciate you rolling higher on the die. It's still, you're not actually doing better.
Yeah. Well, it's actually a 7 that I rolled. So 7-11. That means something.
Mm. And third attack at negative ridiculousness. No?
No.
Okay. So,
it'd be zero.
So it would have been a whole bunch of flailing and moving on to the fight at hand. He just wants to know.
11 again.
Now, just out of curiosity, I don't know if it affects attack rolls, but you are stunned, have the stun condition applied right now. I don't know if that matters.
It just means you lose one action.
There you go.
Who's stunned? I'm stunned.
You're stunned.
Oh, with evil dark magics.
Hmm.
Don't worry. I was just going to roll an 11 anyways.
Yeah, I know. I'm noticing a trend here, Miro.
That's uncanny. Just so, slightly above average.
Do you guys know how much damage
that was his,
you,
that was his
you,
nickname
you've done
school,
to this thing?
Slightly
how
above
much damage?
Average.
Yeah. No?
I guess.
I haven't been tracking. I don't know. 45 points.
I can pull up the combat tracker and tell you.
That's my guess.
I'm not going to bother.
I can say not enough.
Yeah, not enough. Certainly not
that's
enough.
That's my final number.
Not enough. Okay, well, something, because we are, you know, learning the rules and whatnot, is that effect with the, like, the stunning effect,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm just double-checking to see if let's pull up a lovely, you know, here he is. Tells me what he is, but he doesn't get a name, which that makes me sad.
I'll call him Bob, Bob.
Invoking the Divine Reckoning. Skeletal Hell Knight hit with this foe strike. Skeletal Hell Knight causes a creature struck to endure the pain of the Order of the Nail's Reckoning, a rite of mortification Hell Knights of that order use to focus their minds. By poking yourself like Hellraiser in the face in all kinds of places with nails, this is a real thing. Anyway, stunned one from the pain.
Yep.
On a critical failure, the pain actually becomes damage. How does one clear the stun condition, Joe, or any condition for that matter?
It automatically goes away.
Automatically based on the time.
The duration.
Right.
Yeah.
If it's stun one, then it's one round, stun two rounds, blah, blah,
right.
Blah, blah.
So when we get back to Miros' turn, but not on the undead's turn, he will be cleared of the stun.
Yes.
But he's stunned right now.
Right.
Okay.
Now, I just want to bring a side note. Mm. I'm looking at the picture of Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, am I the only one who sees that arrow dangerously close to a specific part of the body?
That's probably what took him out in the first place.
It almost looks like a knee shot.
Yeah,
I think
know,
we know
it,
this guy.
But if you look up the very top, it's a very long shin guard. The knee is actually like way up there. This guy has like really long shanks, man. Like, look at this. It's actually below the halfway point on the
long knees.
Yeah,
Bob, long shanks.
Long shanks. So, without further ado, it is the medium undead, unnamed skeletal knight's turn. And you know what happens on my turn?
You die.
Guys.
a very unique effect. And we're going to go 1-2 Messina, 3-4 Theoan, 5-6 Niles, 7-8 Miros, just because I like to pick on Ryan. This thing as the last person in the initiative order, which was Theoden, as he withdraws his axe from the last hit, turns its skeletal head and reaches out towards Miros and falls to pieces, destroyed on the ground. And now the last medium undead that could have died if someone had gone in surprise round and could have been dodged three times because Miros just did the rolls. I believe the sucker, sword in hand. He wasn't one of the shooters because by the time I got to you, I think he was clawing. He had to throw down a window weapon. 5, 6. So I'm going to come around the corner wide.
He's got no weapon in hand. I think he's got just his fingers.
He's a grabber.
He was clawing. Come around the corner.
He's going for the gooch. Look out.
Come for the gooch.
Come around the corner. Odd Theoden, even Niles. Goes for Theoden. Goes for Theoden. And with his claws, 18 with a hit. And I still have a second attack, so at -4. Because it's a finesse. It's a finesse weapon. And agile. 3 critical misses, unfortunately. With one last rake coming up behind Theoden for 4 points of damage. And this thing is done. Albrick, you're up. Miros, snap out of it, man. You're no longer stunned on deck. Albrick, what do you do?
Well, I think that I'm going to just move over to here so I don't have to shoot through teammates. And I am going to telekinetic projectile into the face of the beastie with a 9 for a miss. And that's my turn.
Okay. Miros, clearing the stun condition from you, sir.
Hey, much obliged.
What do you do?
I take a step to the southwest.
Mm-hmm.
Stand beside my cousin Theoden. And then line this ghillie up here for some baitins. A flurry of baitins at that. First flurry. Ha! 11. 11!
Miss.
I am a beast to be reckoned with.
I like how they've you guys have all turned around and made this wall of characters against this one lone little skeleton that's shaking its boots, but it's because of my skeletal construction, not fear.
Yeah. No, not baitins. More like fish shaking. It's like the whole, oh, yeah. I give him just a little fist waggling. All right, so second part of the flurry. 8, not 11, but it's a 6. And then I'll go for my last action and just try to kick his head off. Ah! 18, I hit.
Very nice.
Hey, I'm just as surprised as the rest of us. 6 points of damage. Hey, goal!
Nice.
And putting his fist through ribs and grabbing the, as we said before, the pillar of life, the spinal cord, live or dead. You sever that, nothing can stand against you. And as the last skeleton falls and we leave our charming combat view, what do you boys want to do now?
Well, it's time to back up.
Well, I'm ready to kick in another door. What about you guys?
With his current 1 hit point.
It's a scarce 1
no,
point.
No, lad. My arsenal's been thoroughly depleted. I'm going to need a little bit of time.
A lot of time.
Oh, but you're so close, guys. It's just a few more little rooms. Just a little...
Aye, and they'll still be there tomorrow.
That they will. Let's head back to the bungalow. Let's grab up some of this loot stuff laying here at our feet.
Just
I got Halberd there cuddle that up, did that thing to Miros.
Cuddle up to those generous Hell Knights that gave their +1 weapons in their death, and you each have a little bunk and just cuddle up with your corpse and pull the thing over, and you're good to go for the night now.
Star Wars Tauntaun styles with the undead.
There you go.
Yeah.
No yuck and yums here, guys.
Middle of the night, claw fingers just pull the sarcophagus lid away, and this thing gets out. And another 1-3 down is clawing its way out, and the skeleton just leans in from Al's. I thought he smelled bad outside. I thought dwarves smelled bad outside.
Right. Shall we leave? Go back to our little resty spot?
Our bungalow.
Yeah, your bungalow?
Our frat house.
The
frat house. Sit on the little couch, spark the boom.
Make a day of it.
Okay.
Play a little Call of Duty.
Niles
there.
They've got like candle holders, you know, and they're waving them at a box on the wall that's pure black with nothing on it, and they're just screaming, you know, no scope sniping, you're passing through. what do they call it? Not scope sniping.
I hate campers.
Stream sniping.
Oh, yeah.
No, no. The ones where they pull up the scope. They aim down the scope really quick and let go and pull the trigger, and it just lines up the shot. Anyway. A night's rest.
It's called quick scoping.
But... Quick. Thank you. Quick scoping. A night's rest should give you...
I will do good old medicine checks before we go.
Okay, who do you want to...
It's a good call.
I'll start with... who's bad, besides myself.
Every hour on the hour until, you know, you guys can find
yourself and Muros have taken the brunt of it.
All right.
Theon's a little hurt.
All right, so I'll try Muros the first.
I'm going to stand right there by the door just to keep sure that everything stays nice and quiet how we like it.
Ooh, a natural 20.
Ooh, auto crit.
28.
Okay, that make it, that's a 48 as opposed to...
He gets 4d8 and wounded condition is removed.
Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Who needs magic?
Yeah. Just give me a sec here. Four.
Can you medicine yourself?
Yeah.
Well, that's a higher DC, though, isn't it?
For 16.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Thanks.
Okay.
That's a lot better.
You want to take that off your 33 wounds there, Ryan?
I will. All
right.
Okay, I'll do myself now.
All right. Shoot now, isn't the DC on yourself higher, though? You guys want to do some aid another? I'm pretty sure.
I'll aid him in his endeavor with a 16, which gives him an additional plus 2.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
I'll help in any way I can.
27.
Yep.
29, actually.
Oh, 29. Yep. Oh, look at that. That's another 4d8 from me.
Yeah, what kind of herbs are you rubbing into these things?
Oh, it's right? Working for me.
It's pure cocaine!
25!
Yeah, I'm good!
Yeah, well, that's actually what his hit point loss was, so he's back at full.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's hit back
up. I am good.
Yeah. Healer, heal thyself. Damn straight! Drinking, over the wound with the second bottle, still drinking, you know. Al's in there slapping away, trying to sew something up.
Ain't some of that on me, and let's get going again.
Oh, yep.
Albright, you just...
No, I was just holding the flask so you could have both hands free.
Yeah. Well, that's mighty kind of you.
So, shall we turn our attentions to Theon?
Yes, yep. We shall.
Okay.
Hopefully it's...
Right,
natural one.
natural one, so he gets no assistance from me.
Does this hurt? Does this hurt?
Hey, Niles, I've picked up your battle axe you found recently. Hold this, and it's chopped off a toe.
Hey, son of a bitch, get the axe away from me.
No, I actually did the unthinkable. In holding his flask, I spilt it.
Crit fail on a skill? Come on.
It was an assist. Thank you very much.
I'm talking about... Oh, okay. I'm looking at the wrong one. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fine. -2. -2 to your 19. 17.
Okay. 17. Fine. So it's still like a success.
Yay. Is this no
help for me. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
Well, you were holding it, and I reached out for it at the wrong time.
There you go. So,
it was a failed pass off.
It was a failed pass.
Isn't there a plus as well, like 2d8 plus something?
Oh, shit. I'm just reading it. If you're an expert, which I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Yet.
I'm only second level. Mm. Yet. If I was an expert, then yes, you get tons more, but now it's just 2d8, so 1 second.
Mm. I mean, it's a neat skill. When you like treat disease with this, you can give guys bonuses.
Really? Really? You filthy human? I'm pretty sure I saved you once or twice. This is how you respect
That's
me.
That's awesome. Now do Al. Do Al. Ooh, do me. Now do Al.
I leave disgusted.
Sorry. Uh-oh. Woo. 15 for Al.
Oh, no.
This is another success. Yay. And Al gets... 6.
Woot.
I'll be your pal.
Do we want to try to dip our toe in there one last time? Try to give it the bum's rush real quick, and if it's too much for us to handle, we can run back.
You had 33.
I'm at half. I'm good.
Okay.
I wanted to go when I had one.
We could wait another hour and do this all over again, I think.
Yes, we can.
Yeah. No, like you guys said you wanted to call for a night's rest, right? So do your hour. Let's do another round.
Well, that was 40 minutes to do all of those, because I think a heal check is 10.
It's 10, but you've got to wait 50 to start your cycle up again. It's in there. So you can only do one an hour, but you could start the second one with inside the hour. So it's not 70 minutes ago. It's actually 50. So anyway.
So it's kind of go through the roster and then have 10 minutes to have like a sippy cup. And then
that's right.
Pretty much. Well, yeah. So I'll do Muros again with a 16. So
nice. 68. Very good. Good.
Or 13. Nice.
Oh, very good.
See who needs a cleric.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, who needs their wiggly fingers?
I'm missing out on hourly
Teowen?
Random encounter rolls. Ooh. Ooh, ah.
Or 12.
Oh.
Nope.
it just doesn't work with you, man.
So nice. I'll stab you. Get away from me.
Get off me, man.
It's just not working. I don't understand.
He does not believe.
I understand plenty.
Aw, someone doesn't believe. It's big CC, yeah. Man. That's what it is.
Wait, you know he worships alcohol. You question that?
Hey, I don't know. You know,
there's no doubt in this faith.
Reliable, consistent, and tasty.
That's right.
The old pantheon. I don't know. You were already insulting. What was it? The flappy god, the butterfly. You know, the first cleric. You know.
Desna?
All those gods know each other up there, dude. I mean, just getting word travels. I'm just saying, maybe.
Yeah. The hippie one, right?
Yep. Yeah. Right.
Okay, well, you want a better explanation for your crap dice rolls? That's what I'm saying. Anyway.
I don't know.
You want to just keep hitting this?
All right.
I'm
good.
Okay.
I'm only missing 4 hit points.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, so
they're fighters.
So now you guys want to crash, or are you just sitting down for 2 hours?
Yeah. We just crash, and then everybody can get back their hit points, anyways. And then
okay,
because we need spells.
And it's your level plus, was it like D10 or?
I have no idea.
The overnight rest.
Because we've actually never rested before.
We've just stayed awake for days.
For the last 30 years.
Yeah, never
in
stopped
in gaming.
Yeah,
in game time, anyways. So that is resting. I'm not sure.
So natural healing, I thought, was your con times your level.
That sounds right.
Trying to find it.
I'm not a cleric, so I don't know.
It's natural healing. I don't know that either.
You're supposed to know this.
Yeah, we're adventurers. We don't do that. Natural healing.
Excuse me, cleric. Didn't you just do that all day long?
That's not natural.
Just not like an hour ago. Weren't you rubbing your hands all over these guys?
Yep. Using a medicine kit. That's not natural. I do not know.
Uh-oh.
If only there was a website to which we could refer to.
Yeah, quickly. That's what I'm just trying to search quickly.
Anybody have any, role-playing grievances or strategies they'd like to air so that we're not
Yes, I'm not getting nearly enough 20s. I need more magic items and tons more gold.
No, Jeff spent all your natural 20s the one time you weren't here.
He did. Yes.
He literally crit his way through like 2 encounters.
Oh, he did so, too.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
The core book, page 191.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Natural healing with a full night's rest. That's 8 hours of sleep. You recover 1 hit point per character level.
Yeah. There we go. Hardly anything at all.
Hardly anything at all. Hang on just 1 second. Something is on fire.
What?
Murr?
In his house?
Fire, the untamed element.
Wow, that burning wheel is really, it's beyond the RP I got going on here. So, boys, what about Big Al looking at those items? You guys are constantly taking it, going, I don't know, toss. Like, aren't you allowed to have a recheck the next day? Or is it the next level? That's the problem with knowing multiple rule sets, is you remember multiple rules for a situation. It's like, this is getting a little muddled.
I don't even think you have to wait a full day. You just can't go back to back to back. I think there has to be a period of time in between.
I still like the con times level. That speeds things up. Weren't we just talking about speeding things up, Jeff? So in the air, the spirit of speeding things up, you're all healed. Go. He doesn't look amused.
I'm reading.
Who's ever amused when they read?
I'm reading. Right. Reading stuff.
It looks like you smelled a fart.
Oh, yeah. Well, something was burning. So,
oh, no, it's the pizza guy and a kid demanding to be driven somewhere.
What?
Like, yeah, you can wait. The pizza man has priority.
Yeah.
So I've got a thing I should be saying out loud here. Really, if the healer can do nothing else but heal from the back, which, don't get me wrong, you're doing an awesome job, have this enormous pointy stick. That way you can at least stab at them when they cross through a area that you may, what's that word I'm looking for? Threaten.
Yeah, except that would be like you taking my rapier instead of using your axe.
Not trying.
How efficient are you with it?
Yeah, the proficiency. It takes penalties, right?
You want me to use your rapier? Hand it over. Watch. I'll show you a thing or two. You grab it by the narrow end and you beat him to death with the pommel, right?
Yeah. Picks his teeth with it.
Yeah, it's a giant toothpick.
So what did we find about one night rest? Anything?
Your level.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
one times your level. That's right.
2 points. Theo, I know that drops you 12 to 10, buddy. Like Yeehaw, you know, Miros.
I'm level five.
Miros drops to only two.
Five. That was...
You guys wonder why I'm doing so awesome. Shit, sorry. Okay. To be honest, I got an earlier head start than you. You guys slept in late. I got a couple of levels on the way here.
I got to get my winks in the morning, though.
Chase down that bear. He just wasn't having
slippery,
it.
But I got him.
So, did you guys want to press on? A couple hours
of
rest?
Yes.
Okay. A couple hours rest. Some healing, and then you've got your 8 hours, you know, fries are done. Reset your spells. Off you go.
Off we go.
Another fine day here in the dungeon. I don't even want to ask what you guys have or do for food at this point, because I'm afraid you'll just be, you know,
fine. We all have beards. We store it in there.
Ew.
And that's why I'm clean shaven now. I don't know. No one's bothered to like, oh, you shaved off your beard. Yeah, well.
Oh, I thought it was just bad pixels before.
It was just 480. That's all it was.
Fuck you very much. So
four beards and a maybe.
Yeah. No, don't worry, Jeff. We all had those type of beards when we were like 12.
No, I was a late bloomer. I didn't actually get a beard until I was like 16.
No, Matt and Joe have obviously taken their turn initiative. Messina, you want to? It's your turn. Obviously, we're still in combat.
No, I got you in the spotlight.
We're still in combat, obviously.
Maybe we're going to cure light wounds.
That's right. We're slaying the DM.
Cure light wounds for my ego. So, looks like you guys want to have a peek over here.
Have a little bit of a gaffer.
Have a little peek. Four monuments loom in this dark and somber looking room. We have each with prominent carvings of black winged angels and various stylized pentagrams. Burnished plaques along the floor next to each sepulchre. Oh, God. Why are old
sepulchre. Worlds?
Sepulchre. Thank you.
Yes.
Sepulchre.
Sepulchre.
See how that works, Matt? I screw up a word. Frank patiently corrects me and I say it right. There isn't 20 minutes of giggling and then. Kinds of shit.
That's why he muted up.
Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah. No.
But then you say it immediately wrong just to screw him up. Sepulchre.
Hey. yeah. I'll never forget. This is a long story. Okay. This goes back to like my gaming days with Joe. And I shit you not, the one time somebody else does it, and it's Joe, and he says miscellaneous instead of miscellaneous, and they just let him have it. There was no, I was like, huh? And, you know, they're just like, what? You do you, Joe. And we played on and I cried and cried. So anyway,
obviously, because it only happened once.
Look at the emotional scar left.
And we all jumped into the chasm.
All of the paladin.
Stylized. Pet, I hate you guys so much right now.
It's a little Stockholm at this point.
Floor next to each the big stone thing.
Sepulchre.
Blah. Bear the names of those interned within. Insert crit card.
I'm not going to lie. I was hoping he'd say spulcher.
It's the sepulchre.
I'm going to get a t-shirt with all these great D&D words that just come up in tombs and stuff and just have the phonetic pronunciation. You know, the top will say Jeffism and the rest will be all these words that I cannot say. Sell it like hotcakes. Bears the name of those interned within. Well, atop the northern wall, near the ceiling, the words... Sepulchre of the Nail. Oh, they're fucking killing me. Are carved in with prominent relief. Even the fucking dungeon is correcting me. In quotes, Sepulchre of the Nail, Jeff. I swear that's what it said. Are carved in.
Oh, you did good there, man.
That's it. That's
golf
it.
Clap.
Nope. I'll be in my trailer.
All right. Now you guys creep into the room, and before you, you see four raised sepulchres. Engraved upon each one is this horrible image of a black-winged beastie. What do you do? Too late! It rushes out and grabs you, its incorporeal hand passing through your armor to grab you by the gooch.
My gooch!
Jesus, Frank. He's a more brutal DM than I ever was. You don't think you want to leave him? You don't want to get Frank or anything for 5 minutes. You'll all be dead.
Take 6 points of pleasure.
Oh, my. I see we're using the Book of Infinite Darkness rules.
Yeah. Wait, we weren't?
No. Moving on. What do you guys want to do?
I'm going to crack those things open like a nut. See what's inside.
Okay. We're looking for some athletics or thievery checks, gentlemen.
I will assist.
And Niles gets the rapier out for non-combat. Yep. Pry with the halberd, right?
15 to assist somebody.
Okay, I'll take point.
Yep.
All right, everybody.
Yep.
On the count to go.
1, 2, there's yep.
23 to assist.
All right. No, it's good.
Can't see 8 plus. 16? 16. Total. And then with the aids.
Would be 20.
Yeah.
No.
Ooh. Okay, okay.
Heavy. Go. Sorry, Charlie. Close, no, but
I
no.
Said, I said on go, not on g or o. Let's try it again.
Reattempt. -1, boys.
Everybody have a crowbar?
Yep.
I'm going to need to see that rule worth.
I'll get in on the aiding as well this time.
Oi. I'm just gonna lift for all I'm worth.
27.
Yes.
Ooh, natural 20 on an aid.
7.
See? This is what happens when we coordinate better.
So, inside, as you would think, is a Hell Knight set to honorable rest. Full parade gear with, you know, lovely rotting garments. But there are some interesting items that seem to be holding up a bit better. Care to do some appraising or some perception, gentlemen?
Ping!
Or you can just cast Detect Magic.
Yeah. At will. That's yes. My thing.
Yes, yes, you detect magic.
Your time to shine.
2, 3, 4. On the braziers. 5, 6, 7, 8. Both of them.
Ooh.
Mm.
So I'll reach in.
Okay.
Muddling apologies.
Yep.
Oh, so sorry about this. And I'll shake them off.
Can I have a dexterity check so you don't, like, you know, break the arm? Or...
Yes, you can have a dexterity. Natural 1.
So you could have undone.
Oh, sorry about this. You rip.
He could have undone the bracelet. He's like, I gotta just pull it off, and you know, there's the hand. He's got the bracelet. There you go. It's magic.
Wait, yeah. Just shake
you,
it out.
Yeah, just there. You're just shaking out that bracer, and then you got a skeletal hand. There you go.
Yeah. Ew. 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 Yeah. Ew.
So, I'm assuming what follows will be some spellcraft.
It's poison.
That sounds reasonable.
Hmm. And while he's looking that up, Joe, let's talk about the difference between an activation reaction, which is an interact, as opposed to a reaction.
Okay. As in?
Well, knowledge arcana of 9.
It's poison.
Yeah. They're magic. Yeah. There's just a picture of Doug Henning on it. You know, two thumbs up. Well, you know, it's magic.
For reaction?
Well, they have the symbol, which looks like a curved arrow. Like a, yeah. Right? And this indicates, yeah, well, it's just a little, you know, and this indicates that it is a reactive activation trigger.
Yes.
Trigger. But I've got a word beside it. It says interact. Mm-hmm. So I am assuming that the trigger means they have to interact with the item, have to interact with the person.
Interact with the item or the object or whatever.
Yeah, because it's
which then causes a reaction.
Mm.
So as like, yes, as we're trying to rob the tombs, interacting with the tombs causes a reaction. Possibly.
Okay.
Of more baddies to arrive.
Oh, no.
No, no. No.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about the item. I'm talking about activation on an item interact. So, no, I think I got this here. I just want to make sure there wasn't something I missed.
No, to interact with an item that is like under the old way of activating.
So the way that I think it works is think of like an attack of opportunity. So it takes no effort on the part of the fighter. Something else triggers it. But you only get one on your turn. So let's say I have a magic item that says as a reaction, it automatically does this thing. But I have an attack of opportunity and that gets provoked. So I take my attack of opportunity. But then this event happens that triggers the magic item. I don't think you get that because you only get one reaction.
Yeah. So I think with the way they've written this is to remind you that it's like, this is not a character reacting. You know, the character doesn't like while wearing this goes ping like Wonder Woman bracers. It just does it itself. Anything that interacts with the item's doing it, not the character. The character doesn't have to worry. It's what I'm seeing here, or this is what I'm taking away. Anyway.
Amen.
But into the pile.
Long story short, put the bracers on.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Put them on. Does anyone want to put these on?
Nobody
those,
else.
Those look like they've got...
not me, but yeah.
Miro's. Albright's name is written all over those things.
Albright? Bracers? What use have I put for them? I can barely even wear armor. No. Muros, you take them.
They're just fancy bracelets. You know, like Ma wears.
Yep, definitely Muros.
Exactly.
Hold these for your mother, who might forgive me if you get killed, right? Because there was always that, mom's going to kill me. Okay. Right. So you know they're magical bracers, and that's it.
You may fit like a glove.
Mm.
Move on down to the second one and rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's have it.
The magic word is go.
Go.
Who's your lead? Still?
I am.
Okay.
23.
Oh.
With 11 to aid.
Eight to aid.
Find it. 15. So I aided as well.
Okay.
27.
Again, a Hell Knight in repose. Been dead a long time. And the test of time, you know, wrapped up the clothes and everything in their finery. Melted away. A little search of the old body here. Reception boys.
Bing.
And I will ping.
Yeah, fine.
I'll have a look first, though. 16 to look and then ping.
Affixed to the armor, a talisman, a stone.
Ooh, and?
Shaped as a carbuchon. You know what? I'm going to put that not only in the chat, but like in the cab-o-chon.
Carbuchon?
Carbuchon? I believe it's a type of precious stone. Let's put it here as well. Bo-chon. Yes, no, see?
No, see.
No, see? In oh, I've chat? I've put it in chon. There we go. See? Carbuchon.
Carbuchon.
A small chunk of amber with a bit of feather.
14 knowledge arcana.
Caught within it. No. This is
big magics. Lads, I'm trying to do my best here, but I think I need some more time hitting the books before I can really be of much use to you down here.
You guys remember those?
We'll take it back with us, and we'll take our time then.
I will tell you this with your 14. This, you're pretty sure this is a consumable. Like, you know, the gem on his sword, on his the bluestone gem that you put on the axe, right? It's on the armor. You could put it on armor. And when you try to envision to activate it, it's consumable. It's a onesie.
The enchantment on it won't last nigh more than one time, but I cannot tell you what it is.
Okay. Anybody want to stick it on their armor?
I'll take it.
The problem with this, though, is you really need to know what it does and envision the action to set it off.
Stick it onto Niles. Does it stick on Niles?
Oh, thanks.
Experimentation.
Are you wearing armor?
Yes.
It's like a fridge magnet. He puts the note, kick me under it, but it sticks.
If it does something good, you're welcome. And I move on.
Hold this. Slap. There you go. All right. So let me stick this on Niles' dude. Another round of rolling to up a lid. You know it.
Right. We're a well-oiled machine at this point.
Yep.
A 14.
You guys are great for collecting stuff, but having any idea?
No. We just like to take stuff.
17 to aid.
You guys are looking for
23 to aid.
Not with the base of 14. You guys are looking for 22 athletics.
Oh, so close.
Or 20 thievery. It's just...
Hang on. I still need to do my aid other. Sorry, I was immediately inconvenienced by...
You can have two guys aid a single lead, so that's done on that one, unless you guys want to rotate and try a different lead. You want to try again with
the only... I'll give it a single shot by myself then.
Oh, yeah. And you can have two guys help you. Yeah, 19. Oh. So let's have some aid.
I can aid in.
Yeah.
22 to aid.
21. One more. Success on aid. Anyone?
Yeah. 19.
There you go. Another knight in repose. Another ping from our... Right?
Yes, sir.
A small brass pin in the shape of a monkey climbing a tree.
Ooh, fancy.
And the brass pin is affixed to...
7 for knowledge, or yeah, knowledge arcana.
The brass pin is affixed to some loose, you know, rotting clothing, but is intact. And Ping's magic.
Aha! I hold it up. This is magic!
Wait, what's it do?
Oh, dude. I swear, Doug Henning is spinning in his grave somewhere, crying. It's just... don't know. Not with a 12. Oh,
7.
Sorry, 7. Actually. Not with a 7.
That was my perception. Sure. Yep, that's a monkey.
Yep. It's a monkey.
And do you know why they call it the monkey claw?
Now, somebody's already got a brooch or pin going, so who's getting this?
Who's got a pin?
Somebody. Or it's just floating in your inventory.
Well, Niles has one, and
I have an amulet.
You have a chucharron.
I have a necklace.
All this stuff that we have no idea what it is. mine.
Yeah. Well, who's going to carry it then?
The party.
Throw it on me then.
All right, Miros the monkey boy. All right,
they call it my spirit beast.
Last one.
Yep. Who's leading?
Me!
Oh, all right, Albrecht.
It's my turn to shine.
Yeah, because you've been shite for
natural 20 with a 24. Flip the table.
There you go. just falls on Niles, crushing it.
You're a wizard, right?
Yeah.
A sorcerer. Yeah. Close enough.
Yeah. And
all right.
At will detecting magic.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Heaver of heavy things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You missed your calling. Here, put this axe in your hand.
Is that the one that...
He hands it over. I drop it through his foot.
He wears two rings on the same hand, and they're paired like the sort of like wedding and engagement kind of thing. Usually somebody would wear them, you know, one each, or one for you, one for me.
Knowledge arcana of 11.
They are magical. One is an intricate gleaming golden ring with a square cut ruby. The second, a thick, plain iron ring. But they radiate the same sort of magic. And beating 10, you get the idea that, you know, some rings do come in pairs for good reason.
Okay. So I'll take them off. I won't put them on, but I'll just say, it's probably, I'm getting the inclination that these are best to be used as a pair. Cannot tell you what they do. I'm going to need some time.
Hmm. Now, it might be a you and me kind of pair. It might be a, you know, not necessarily a me kind of pair. Both were on this guy, but obviously he didn't get a chance to, use them. And you know what? These are great magical items, but it didn't help them because they're all dead. So if only they'd use that one consumable item, the monkey paw of the blue gem in the ring. Oh, who knows? Who knows? Might be somebody else buried here.
Well, they can't be that good if they buried these things.
Something to do with personal ownership, honor, and burying of the dead. Dwarf should know that, sir.
Yeah, we put it in a vault.
Yeah, or I guess the dwarven way would be more like pass it down the family, not really bury it with the guy, and, you know, it's a waste of good forging.
Axe does no good in the ground.
Nope, it's best if you bury it in your friend's chest.
Aye.
Speaking of which, let's go find some friends.
Right. Have we actually taken a good look in this long corridor here?
Nope.
Well, let's do that. What are these? Are they monuments? Are they elevated?
Oh, they're recessed into the floor. That's why you can walk right over them.
Mm-hmm. They are like a mausoleum plate, but it's set up on the wall, row upon row. They're in the floor, so you get the idea that there's, you know, bodies in there, and some are broken.
Well, let's move to what's the width on this sucker? 5, 10, 20, 30. Okay, so it's a 30-foot radius, so I should be able to encapsulate all of them with my ping.
Okay, pinging through solid stone.
What about the broken ones?
Ping away.
Ping.
Nope. Down here in the corner, you guys pass an archway behind you to a room, and there's a door at the very end of this long hallway room that you're headed down.
I'll head down that way and give a listen before it gets too loud.
Okay.
Are these openable?
Let me make my perception. Oh,
they're sealed, but you get the idea that they're, you know, rest in peace kind of.
Nope. Sealed. It's quiet as a tomb on the other side of this door.
Oh, that's a good one there.
As a tomb?
Because there's a lot of dead bodies here.
I'm taking back Frank's hero point for that.
And I bust through the door using my best dwarven stealth. Bang! Surprise! A dwarf.
A dwarf's natural enemy.
One has two legs that's and right. Doesn't know how to knock. Oh, Frank's orf.
Bang.
Okay.
Hopefully there's not one of those whatchamacallums in here.
Perceptions.
Foil in.
As you guys head down the long corridor and find nothing worth keeping or pinging, bursting into the next room, we have rows of large metal and stone lockboxes line the winding walls of the storeroom, as do occasional shelves of what look like filing cabinets intended for storage of documents. The lockboxes hang ajar, having been opened and emptied long ago. A set of obvious tracks in the dusty floor suggests someone recently moved about in here. And a pile of ashes and a few melted candle stubs lie atop a low table in the center of the room.
Albright, get over here. What do you make of this here?
I'll take a gander at the table. Knowledge Arcana, was it?
Yep. Yep, Knowledge Arcana could possibly reveal, you know.
15?
Not sure.
I know nothing.
I can tell you that you believe that magic was likely performed here. That components were used, But they're, the way they approached whatever school or whatever is kind of lost on you with just a 15. So it's like,
Does your detect magic show anything if you were to try that?
Well, let's have a ping radar sound.
Only the very faintest trace of residual magic for flavor, but no.
It's obvious something was done here, lad, but I cannot tell what it is. It's outside of my school.
Looks like we're taking the table then.
A good table.
Well, let's take some time and thoroughly search the room. Check the records for a deed.
Okay.
Absolutely. We got to be getting close.
Got to be getting close.
We're running out of empty space on this level.
My room perception was a 19.
Okay.
Would you like another one for searching?
Tracks about the room before these guys are all like mulling about.
Yep. Did they spend any time in front of any particular cabinets?
It does look like they do a cursory search, but your guys are now running around doing the same thing, kind of covering them up. Do you have the survival skill?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
19.
Okay. Theoan is the closest thing we got to a tracker, and Theoan might be able to make a little bit more sense of these tracks, Al.
I lay my hand down by the track. It's not a bear. I can tell you that much right now.
A humanoid?
Bears don't close doors.
Humanoid?
Go on.
Shoe size 9. Not sure if it's either a slight male like Niles or a female. Walks with purpose. Sort of no, those are boots, but slight. And they entered from, and you're looking around, they entered from the doorway that exits. Okay. And they also
don't most doorways exit.
Depends on which side you're on.
They came in through the door that you guys haven't checked yet on the north wall.
There's two doors in this room we haven't checked yet.
There's two doors on the west wall.
Oh, right. All right.
The door that is on the north wall. Theon, just try to keep him quiet. He's messing up your tracking.
I walk through the door. As I do that, I'll read what I've discovered. So we've got someone fairly tiny. You can tell there are footprints. Not as big as my hand. A child? A woman? A human, maybe. Who knows?
Okay.
They're tiny.
So
then I'll move down.
Backtracking, claiming that they came in this way, he slips into the next room. Theoan, you see various storage racks and cabinets cluttering a long, narrow space. Some are empty, though others still contain dusty banners of the Order of the Nail Sunburst insignia. Stylized Asmodean paraphernalia and other trappings clearly designed for formal funerals and such are laid about in haphazard order. Curiously, in the back of the room, a dirt-walled tunnel opens in the wall and stretches far beyond your dark vision into the gloom. And the sets of tracks lead from this tunnel to the door. So the tracks that you were backtracking, you know, came into your room from this room.
They came from this tunnel.
They didn't. Yeah. Now you guys found an intact secret door, or I should say Dahlgren did, and led you to that secret door. And through that secret door, you guys came. You've done most of this dungeon. Whoever was here came from somewhere else.
They're the ones that pissed off the undead and got them all woke up.
Mm-hmm.
They probably did it by what they did to this table right here.
Actually, I shouldn't say you might assume.
They cast in some weird magics and these undead guys back there, they didn't like it too much. Jumped up to show their objections. Makes me wonder what happened to this small person. Do these footsteps go back out or do they go in and then fade off?
They're prominent in the dust, like the dust stone floor. Oh, you're turning around coming back?
So what I'm trying to determine is, did she come in through this dirt room?
She came through the dirt tunnel.
Into here.
Into the storage room.
Into here.
In the main storage room. Yep.
And then somewhere out there.
Yep.
Do the footprints lead back in here or not? Look in there. Do I see one or two sets of footprints in this hallway right here?
One set of footprints come in. And they, if I'll just move you as if you were her, okay? Came in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Through the room. Okay. Go to the door and just kind of disappear.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dust in this room.
And then
right?
Who knows?
And well, the who knows part is because of undead, you guys shuffling around, not quite as much dust.
All right.
That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
But there is a proverbial line coming out of that dark tunnel through the room you're in, into the main room where the boys are, and right through the door you guys first came in. And there's still another door on the south side of the west wall near Niles.
Let's go check that door out.
Okay. Now, you guys, hang on a second before you guys run off, okay? While he's doing all his tracking and mulling around, you guys were looking around the room?
Yep.
So did you have any perception for that room search in your 10 minutes? Have you guys rolled any yet or no?
I got a 19.
Okay.
11.
Oh, yes, 19.
Okay. And Niles?
18.
Okay, we'll go with Niles because Al kind of got distracted about the tracks thing, and right? So, Niles, it is you that find a large banner with tiny golden nail insignia sewn into its pattern. The whole thing weighs about 10 pounds, but it looks like it stood the test of time, and it's embroidered and looks rather valuable.
All right.
Okay, or if you want, you can, you know,
Miros, give me a hand with this.
Oi, oi. You're trying to lift it all the wrong way here. You gotta use your back.
Yeah. Might be worth some coin to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
All right, throw it over my shoulder.
Okay. So, back to the door.
All right, and by then, we've all done our exploring. I'll move back to the door, get ready to kick it open.
Dwarven stealth 101.
That's right. I'll turn back and give all of us a nod. We look like we belong now.
We always did, because...
You look like you belong.
Yeah, he's got that thing thrown over his shoulder. I'm dressed in old knight armor. We just need to dress up the other two. And we can claim legitimate ownership whether we find this dang piece of paper or not.
Wait, is this thing big enough that I could use it for our cape?
Like a tabard?
Yeah. Oh, no, like a full-on cape.
So it'll no longer be just the chest hairs wafting in the wind.
That's right.
It looks like we've come full circle.
Mm. Narrow stone walls open into a larger room containing other rows but narrow stone walls filled with coffin-sized compartments stretched from the floor to ceiling in this dark, claustrophobic-looking chamber. Most of the compartments are occupied with shroud-covered bodies. Think of when you're running around the sort of like Ulfin tombs of Skyrim and they just have the rows and it's a little niche and, you know, they just, here's your blanket shroud, you know, thanks for working, thanks for showing up. Men-at-arms, lesser knights, construction, scribes, still laid honorably, given a place. It's not like a mass grave, but it's definitely the sort of bunk bed stacking as opposed to an entire sepulchers that other guys were given.
I'll move into the center of the room and give a ping.
Okay.
I'm looking for footprints.
All right. Perception, boys.
Okay.
Perception or survival?
Survival, yeah. Miros.
Perception of 14 from me.
Perception for the Ladia and survival for...
13 for Theoman.
25, but Niles, damn.
28, natural 20.
And Al?
14.
And Miros?
25.
Okay. Suddenly. Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, not again.
Oh, yes.
Oh, what's this? Oh, what's this? Oh, what's this?
Oh, Niles, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Do you have that long, pointy stick I told you to carry about?
Yeah, I still have it.
You're out of formation.
It's all good.
I would recommend...
Oh,
what is that?
Four of these rise up from the corners and start, wafting towards you. Picture your classic Sauron helmet with the horns that prick down, and there's nothing behind the T face mouth slit, but a red seeping magic of glare. A smoke blot Rorschach of a body that's shaped in the shadows of red and silver, like actual armor, but barely a mantle of shoulders. A stone metal horn shape protruding outwards like ribs, and the body tapering down to a big mess of necromantic smoke is the best way I could describe. Oh, knowledge religion, Niles.
Yes. Hopefully.
I got a 20 in knowledge religion.
Holy crap.
Oh, are you trained?
I am trained.
A 21.
Oh, you guys have heard of these. These are hell crowns. Tiny, evil, lawful, undead.
Oh.
And they have a terrifying stare, and they're looking at you. And when they flail you with nails, we'll survive. Niles.
Yep.
One action spent for that recall.
What?
Hey.
You didn't ask me. You told me to roll.
I was describing. I said,
told.
Niles.
Really? I didn't ask.
You want to know? Do you want to know something useful about them and burn your chevron?
do I know it? Because then I cannot turn undead. So no.
Okay. My bad.
I guess. Okay, no, I'll do it then.
No, I will
raise my shield. So there's another action.
Yeah. No, Matt's, that's my bad. You can have that for free, or Matt's never going to let me live the shit down.
No, it's all right.
It's like,
I'll deal with it. I'll deal with it. And I will hold my action.
In my defense, we were just playing Mummy's Mask last week, and that kind of what do you see roll, it was free, and it was like, it's still in my head, man. Oh, geez. Okay. But I will keep your 20 and 21 for you and Theon, you know. And we will see if I can't find you something useful. Willpower is my best save. They're very fast for initiative. Their armor class is about as hard to hit, you know, on the upside of between 15 and 20. On the upside between 10 and 20. And when they hit you, they have special abilities that can enfeeble you and have, you know, persistent bleed damage with this nail strike attack if you critically fail. But not looking at them is a good idea. Because they don't open with a croak. They'll open with a terrifying stare. Four useful pieces of knowledge spread between you and Theoan that I'm assuming you are immediately sharing with the party.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yep. So loaded.
I'll follow that with the...
Yeah, loaded with those tidbits.
Back we became. Back.
Runs. This is worse than a jello. Niles. One for the recall. So shield up.
Yep.
And
shield up. I will hold my action.
Okay.
My attack action.
Okay.
To attack them when they get close to me.
So can you... What happens then? You just burn your last chevron? Then? And then it pulls you down to that initiative?
And then I boil down to their initiative.
Okay. Now, does it cost you an action to set up that kind of reaction? Like, you know what I mean? Like, are you just...
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. That's what you're looking at. Okay. So that's what we got.
That's what I'm doing, is my attack action.
Mm. I didn't know if you could split the whole round. Oh, I'll take, you know, two now and one later when it's really relevant. It seems a bit broken. So I'm wondering if you can only, like, you know, you have to out of the gate go, right, here's my one action, and I'm holding, or like I'm delaying, or, you know, just...
The penalty is dropping down the initiative.
Yeah. Yeah, but he got to do a bunch of stuff. Yep. He's ready to shield, his defenses are up, and then when he drops down the initiative... Well, I guess you'd only have that one action left, and then you're stuck there for your next three when it comes around, so... All right.
Remember, if we all run, he's stuck in the room.
That's right.
That's okay. Pretty heinous penalty.
Miros, you are up, and these things are already, you know, closing, as it were, up and ready going, so what do you want to do?
Form the fist, and so that...
You what?
Form the fist. It's a call to my cousins. We're all spread out all gangly-like there, like a big, wavy, floppy hand.
Okay.
That's no good.
Okay. So you're telling them to form up, but what do you do as far as spending actions?
Oi, well, then I'm going to run back over here to Niles, seeing how he's all out and exposed by himself.
You know, I gotta apologize. I didn't realize how dead on I was saying you were clenching your cheeks for the Mountain Stone. My son convinced Cheryl and I to watch My Hero Academia, and we're like 6, 7, 8 episodes in, and the guy literally says, "Clench your cheeks!" when he's from the sky, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if Ryan really liked that first power move. Anyway, what do you want to do there, big guy?
I will move back, so I will 5, 10, 15, 20.
Mm-hmm.
And then, how high is this wall between us?
Sorry?
The divider in the middle of the room.
Oh, it's floor to ceiling.
Oh, it's an entire...
Yeah, that's why they said it feels so claustrophobic in here.
Ah, that 8. Well, then I'll take a one step, and then I'll use my last action to go into a mountain stance.
Okay. Doesn't look like there's any good way I can sort of show off the picture of this and conduct a proper battle, so we're just going to zoom in on the battle.
And I take heed from my allies and try not to look at them.
Yep. Diverting your gaze.
I divert your eyes.
Okay.
It's sinful.
Well, they all go in a row at 16. So starting with the first one, flying out.
Woo!
Straight out here towards Niles, the trailing cloud of doom. So the first thing we're going to do with Niles here is we move and then we try to, you know, the terrifying stare. It's coming. It's inevitable, but it's not the first thing it's going to do. Flying towards you, it tries to actually impale you. Oh, sorry. I don't even have to move. A nail comes flying your way from the one in the corner with a natural 1 and embeds in the shelf right in front of it. Single attack.
I'm just going to keep firing nails. Make it a 4. Again with a miss. Flipping a couple of nails at you and missing. And I'll have its crit miss, you know, screw up its last one, and it doesn't even bother moving. It's almost confused. Next one in line on the far side of the room sees Miros and goes chasing after him. So 5, 10, 15. Miros, 5, 10, 15. It closes to 20 feet and fires off a nail at you, sir.
8.
1 with a hit. And a second one, as soon as it hits you, it tries to use its gaze on you.
Okay.
Now, you are literally moving away from it and have other things in front of you to worry about. So with your back turned, I'm going to not bother. But if you're turned towards it and trying to, like, you know, in battle, see it, see the room, but not look it in the face, that type of thing, you can have bonuses for gaze attacks, you know, for, like, averting said gaze. Can just close your eyes and everything becomes concealed, and that's a cluster of nasty. But so that's all he's got. But the damage from the piercing bleeding nail is 3 points, Miros.
Ah!
Number 3. Okay. Again, shooting directly at Niles without moving with a hit and tries to follow up. Now, Niles is the one that said, don't look at them. And you're waiting till it attacks you.
Yeah.
So go. It doesn't move. It doesn't engage. It just fires. You know, they start firing nails at you.
Oh, that kind of sucked.
Yeah. So what do you want to do? Did you have your shield up with the 23?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want to do?
I'll take my damage. So.
Okay. Well, you did ask, you know, when they attack me, and that was like the last one. So I kind of owe you an action.
Yeah. Well, because I assumed they were going to not stand and shoot.
Okay.
So. So I do not... technically, I guess I have a reach weapon on my back, but in my hands. So
what do you want to do? Drop rapier and... sword? Drop weapons? Well, you can drop those, the shield and rapier, for free and pull out your halberd.
No.
Okay. So what do you want to do? You want to move?
Yep.
Okay.
I will move. Big whopping 10 squares.
Okay.
Or sorry, 10 feet you don't back want... towards the hallway.
Now, do you want cover? Do you want to go another 5? Take some cover? No? Okay.
Everybody run!
Okay, here comes the damage. I hit you. 4 points.
Okay.
Ding, ow. Next one. In the corner. You guys came in behind a wall. I didn't see you, so basically I'm going to float up next to my friend here. And, let me just double check my movement here. 25-foot move. Okay, so 10, 15. Okay. So 2 to get into position and 1 shot at Miros with the nail. Hits you with the nail gun. 8 miss. Fwing. And that's me. Albrecht, you are up, sir. Theon, you're on deck to end the round. What do you want to do, boys?
Well, I will move 5, 15, 20. And I can't move 25 because I am mildly encumbered now thanks to the magical stuff we picked up.
Yay.
Thank you for your honesty. You will be rewarded in the afterlife.
Can I see that the tiny undead in the corner from my position?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, Niles is talking about them, and you get right to that corner, and, you know.
So I will let fly 2 shots of magic missile.
All right. And you want to target the guy in the corner. I got that.
You got that done?
Yep.
All right. So, magic missile. Pew, pew. 2 shots. First one hits for 5. Second one hits for 4. Total of 9 points of damage.
Oh, very, very nice.
Force damage, if that matters.
It does, because it does well. But if you're assuming that we're somewhat ethereal, assuming that's what you're going for. Anyway, it seems to have full effect. You know, it does not seem to resist your 9 points. Anything else, sir?
That's all I got.
Okay. Theoden, son of Dolan Crosshammers, mighty warrior of the 5 mountains. What do you do?
All right, well, I'm going to take 1 action. I'm going to raise my shield, and then I'm going to stomp on down to there. 5, 10, 15, 20.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to give Tiny Undead 1.
That is a wall you'll be squeezing. It's a half a square you're jumping into.
How about if I go right there then?
You got to be in something, so you have to be here.
I don't like that square.
Well, then go somewhere else. Or squeeze.
Okay, I'll go right there.
You got to be one or the other. Stay on the grid.
I'm still going to attack the one I'm going to attack. But
That's okay. Fine. But you're either doing it from a squeezing position or from, you know, the next square over.
Over my dead body, will I make a squeeze attack? That's just so, not my
then
style.
Stay where I put you. So
I don't like where you put me.
Yeah, I know. Right. What is the slap handy stuff we got going on here?
Does a 29 hit?
Yes. Sorry, I was just retargeting for you. And
Is it more than 10 above his DC? His
AC?
AC?
Yeah.
Sweet, that's a crit, dude.
Why didn't that show as a crit then?
Because he didn't have a target.
I was realigning your target just to be sure. Sorry, my bad.
Okay. So 7 points and 10 points total.
Okay. I'm assuming you're using the new battle axe of crappiness that you hate, that you swore you'd never use again?
Gods, no. Okay. Gods, no. I am using the magic war flail.
Oh, okay.
I rolled the wrong damage die. Sorry, my bad.
Okay.
Yeah, it should have. Maybe that and that. 14 points total then.
Okay, this thing's racking up all kinds of...
I'm pretty sure he's dead either way.
Okay, rolled
no,
one more time
is, he's not.
Roll one more time.
Pick it up, bloody damage. So
14 points.
Total. But you crit.
Total.
No, all right, crit. So 14 points total on this crit.
That is correct.
Okay. And he had done 9, so yes, actually. You swing for the helmet and shatter it, and all the thing just falls to dust and nothingness. Niles, round 2.
That's no longer his initiative.
Oh, that's right.
He held.
That's right. That's right. That's
sorry.
Right.
No. Sorry, Joe.
No, it's all right. I still get to go. So.
Yeah, but he's now we're putting him down to like till after they go. So, yeah. He's right. It's Miros.
Hey.
Starting round 2.
Okay. Let's get some baitons going on here. Let's play a game called Kick the Demon.
Now, do you have a way to activate your... did you activate Mount Stance?
Yes, I did.
And do you have a way to up your AC on character?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Because we looked into that, we ruled that entering a stance takes your action, but it maintains for the combat. And as soon as the combat or the encounter is over, it drops.
I modify that on the fly.
Okay.
No worries there.
So what do you want
to
do?
I want to use this thing like a tennis ball.
The one in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm getting shot in the ass a dozen times.
Oh, you want to turn around and go after them?
No, I want to take this one here. It's personal. He started it. First blood.
Okay.
So, flurry of baitons. First attack. 12 and a miss.
Mm-hmm.
Second attack of the flurries. 7 and a miss. Aye. Well, that sucks. Aye. So, and my last attack. In my middle action. Oh, look at that. A good old tree. That's not good at all. I tried to grab the little foe.
I love Coop in the comments. He was like, watch out, you'll get nailed.
Oh, yeah. No safety on this one here. So I will make in athletics to grab it.
Critical miss.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a penalty on that.
Okay.
I'm not going to cut your, you know, your jollies off or whatever and say, no, you can't do. That's all bullshit. A miss is a miss. A critical miss is a miss. I'll give you a -2. Because you're falling over yourself because, like, circumstantial because of critical miss. At least it's something. We're not just ignoring it.
Yeah. Oh, athletics. Let's see if I can grab this little. Yeah, no. 14.
Okay. And you have to hit my AC for athletics, right?
I believe it's against reflex defense.
Oh, my fortitude.
It? No, it's athletics versus.
Yeah, you're grappling. It's fortitude.
Yeah, athletics. Yeah, athletics fortitude. Versus fortitude. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that just hits.
Oh, cool. I grab him.
Okay.
Nice grab.
All right. The upper mantle.
You listen here.
It's like, it's like hovering football pads in the air. Sauron's team, you know, grabs onto it. All right.
That's it.
Okay. So, continuing spurting nails from the back, we've got just happy to, you know, hit you at range once. -4. Twice. Miss. Critical miss. I'll have it cost its last action. And you get impaled for 6 points of damage from a flying nail from the first one back here. The one that
those are big nails.
Oh, yeah.
It reminds me of that one trap.
D4 plus 2.
I was going to call these things little floating DeWalts, but I think they're more like pass loads.
It's driving gutter spikes.
My options here are to,
surrender and say sorry.
No, I think I'm just going to spit a nail at you.
Does that provoke an attack of opportunity?
He's not a fighter.
I am.
That's a good question. Is it a just a supernatural ability?
It's just ranged increment nail attack. And it's not like I have arms. That's the thing. It just comes out of it. It comes flying out of it. But
it's doing like little hip thrusts.
Right.
Well, then us dwarves have a special song. It sucks to be you.
However, according to the rules, technically I provoke. So, yeah.
Then I would like to take that attack, if I may.
Yep. One sec. Let me just make sure that you're lined up with the right dude here. The Owen of the Crossed Hammers. Okay.
18 looks like it hits.
Yes, sir.
Or 9 points.
Okay. I shoot at him, and I get wounded for my trouble, but I still shoot at him. Where am I here? I'm going to shoot at you, sir. You're grabbing me. Look me in
the... Yeah, he grabbed.
Grabbing me in the face. Nope. So I am grappled. Got to be something going on with that.
Yeah, the condition.
Yeah, okay.
I think for all intents and purposes, you...
Grab.
Your movement's restricted, and you don't get your dex to AC.
Yeah.
I think so.
And you're... I'm grabbed, but do I put that condition on you? Like the good old grapple? Because I don't have a grapple condition, I have a grab condition.
No, I grabbed him, not the other way around.
Yeah, I know,
as
but,
far
we,
as I understand.
But we might still take the grabbed condition because you're on the other end of it. You know what I mean?
Well, if he grabbed me back.
I don't know. Like I said, the rules, the world and the rules change. There is no grappled condition, just a grabbed condition. So it sounds like it's one way.
Yeah, well, I can read it. I got it up here if you want to hear.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, requirements. You have at least one free hand. Your target cannot be more than one size larger than you. You attempt to grab an opponent with your free hand. Attempt an athletics check versus our fortitude DC. You can also grab to keep your hold on a creature you've already grabbed. Critical success. Your opponent is restrained until the end of your next turn unless you move or your opponent escapes. Success. Your opponent is grabbed until the end of your next turn unless you move or your opponent escapes. Failure, you fail to grab your opponent. If you already had the opponent grabbed or restrained using a grapple, those conditions on the creature end. Critical failure, if you already had the opponent grabbed or restrained, it breaks free. Your target can either grab you as if it succeeded using the grapple action against you, or forces you to fail and land prone.
Sorry, I was paying attention.
Oh my god.
I was literally reading what this thing could do next. It's like, oh, well, the audience will tell me later.
It sounds like the grabbed condition only goes one way.
It does.
Yeah, it definitely
from,
does.
From what I have heard. Anyway, so it spits a nail at you. Theon takes a swipe, and the nail misses. Okay? The last one. Now, picture a room, guys. They came out of a long room, went into an octagonal room, came down through a little doorway and hallway, and they marched about 30 feet before this room opened up into the rest of the sort of a stackable rectangular room, 20 feet high and a good, 50, 60 feet long. But right down the middle, on the glued to the wall, dead center, and glued to the south wall, we have these like 40, 50 foot long, what do they call them? Like this stone wall units with the bodies in it. And all the way down the east end, with Niles poking out that corner, within, let's say, the upper bookshelf, narrow, claustrophobic channel, we have Al peeking around the corner. And down in the bottom right, we got Theon bunched up, almost in the corner, but not quite, with Miros, who came running back along that line. Halfway back, on the south side of this doublet wall, we have two floating Hellcrowns just firing away. And it's that last one taking a shot now. Put this all back into the theater of the mind, and everything just keeps missing. Lucky old Theon.
All right. Well, I'm gonna.
Or sorry, Miros. And you know what, Miros?
Oi.
Sorry. Let's talk about Niles, because when these things went, that's where Niles readjusted. So Niles, what do you want to do?
Thank you. I will move back 5 feet. And can I reach Miros or no? From where I am. If I move.
Reach him with... Oh, around the corner through Theon? No, no. Yeah. No.
Uh-oh. No, Niles trying to give Miro Seal reach around again.
No, sorry. Trying to. Because that wall doesn't actually come to the corner. It's actually right into his square.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, I'm not going to say it's much of the square to penalize him with squeezing, but I'm going to say no because the leading edge plus Theon you got to go through, so I'm going to say no.
So take a few more steps on your movement.
Squeeze into here, if I may.
Sorry, who are you trying to get? Miros or Theon?
Miros.
Oh, okay. Well, now you've stepped 10 feet away from Miros.
Yeah, that's fine, as long as I can see him. Then I'll just cast it as a reach spell instead.
Okay. Sorry, did you ask me, can you see him or can you reach him?
When I moved to the 5 foot within him, I thought I could reach him.
Okay.
But I can't. Right. So, and considering he's grabbing something, I don't really want to go through everything. Might just be chaotic. So I'm just going to cast Heal. Eros has a reach spell, so it's two actions. And he gets a big weapon. 10!
Nice.
Nice.
And I am done.
Good job.
So we're going to give Miros 10 back? Yep. Or did you already there?
I obeyed too, but I missed.
No, I mean, like, have you give yourself hit points back? No, you haven't. So now I just did.
No.
Okay. Al.
Right then. So I'm going to move through all my friends here around the corner. Stand right here. And I'm going to cast Burning Hands.
Ew.
Because why not? Can you? So, let me see. Let's get my targets out here. You and you are going to eat some burning fire. They both failed their DC 17 reflex checks.
That's unfortunate.
None of them critically failed, but hey, that's all right. So they're going to eat 2d6 fire damage for a total of 9 points each. And that will end me turn.
Okay. Theoin.
Well, I'm going to finish chopping this one right in front of me. It would be impolite to not do so.
Okay. Joe.
Yep.
We were talking tactics back in the day, and you were saying if you join this, you know, you would, talk to them about tactics, but I never see you making suggestions. I see a serious flaw in what's about to happen. Do you care to comment?
Nope.
Okay. Okay.
So I attack it twice
mm-hmm.
and destroy it.
Okay.
Then I'm going to take my move action.
Can I have the numbers? People like hearing them.
Sure. First attack with the war flail does 14 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
And the second attack does 9.
And it falls to dust. Any else?
Yep. And then I'll take my move action and I'll get right up in their face. Just like that.
Joe, I'd like to retract my previous statement because that's the tactic. The sorcerer runs the line, exposes himself, goes, fire! And then leaves himself wide open. And the fighters in the back going, well, take care of this first, when the monk could take care of him and come up. So,
No, I knew me cousin was going to take point. It wouldn't be long for that one to fall.
Okay. Miros.
Aye.
Have faith in me cousins.
Aye. Well, I'm going to hustle butt over here.
Squeeze. You'd be squeezing there for sure.
I squoze. So, I got two little annoying bastards here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
And I got two big.
Yes, the Hellcrown. Their Hellcrown parents were never married.
Right. Well, first things first, I like to grab the one on the left.
Okay.
So, two, new, yeah. Athletics. That's like a 26.
Yep.
That wouldn't be a chance by be a critical, would it be?
Maybe. Critical grab? You grab by the smoky cojones? What are we going for here?
Well, he's restrained, so.
Ah. Then
grabbed and restrained.
Then I shall place the restrained condition upon him.
And then, with me other meaty hand, I grab the other one.
What do you like, get him in the pit? Ah, oh, noogie, 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 oh, come here, you.
just reaches out and grabs both their helmets.
Grabbling.
And turns their helmets undead. 90 degrees.
There's got to be some kind of negative energy, death, hell, something that you're getting, you know, it's got to be awesome. Winded of you, and he's just grabbing stuff.
Does it say anything about what happens if they touch you?
Huh? Oh, no, he's completely protected by the chest hair. It's divine. Keep going. The chest hair that goes right into the armpit where he's got him trapped, so it's all good. It's thick.
I grab the one, then I stick him under my armpit and just hold him there.
Yeah. Moves like Venom's tendrils.
Oh.
That's what does the grab.
Do you ever see undead choke when they don't actually breathe? It's not pretty. Grab becomes, what was it? Restrained?
Restrained.
I'm not sure if he's grabbed and restrained. I'm assuming it's a stacking thing because they do separate things.
Okay.
I think.
No, it's fine. I gotta get the right guy and I'm putting it on here. Okay.
Yeah, and my second one, that's a 16 to grab, but it is my second attack, so it does suffer from a -4.
Okay. So no, because you need 16 it is.
Aye.
Okay. And that's you, sir?
That is me.
That is you. Okay, so the guy that you just barely, you know, woulda, shoulda, coulda, in front of Theoin,
yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
I'm going to move straight back 5, 10, 15 feet, provoking from Theon, who's only rolling. He's already rolling. Would you give me a second to target him? Would you give me a second to target him, please? All right. 29, critical.
Dude, that's a crit for sure.
I know, so but like, I just like, yeah.
And killed him.
So it goes, so it floats back to get away from the armpit of death, and you just split the helm.
And you guys, 15 points of damage.
See, if you run away, Theon, you would have missed all this fun. Okay. I'm restrained.
Aaron on the side.
Let's talk about the what restraining does to me.
Hey, do you know? Do you want me to rear?
Yeah, let's get Joe, because I've never seen him pay attention to you. It doesn't sink in. No.
Well, Ryan already has it up.
I know. So I'm just kidding. What? Please.
No, no, it's all right.
I'm pleased, Ryan. I'm pleased, Ryan is so pleased.
We win, guys. High fives around.
Yeah.
Yo, you have a pet now, and I'm going to call you Jackson Aris. You know, you're my pet.
Oh, one of those things would make a sick familiar.
Yeah, really. Oh.
You cover your morgue's ear when you say this.
Yeah. Trading up.
You cannot move.
No, I'm happy that Ryan's finally learning his character. So by all means, Ryan, let's hear it.
Ooh, burn.
Mm. Yeah, we are learning combat with surprise rounds and everything, right?
Mm. Oh, counter burn. Like watching a match of ping pong.
Yakuza.
Oh. Yeah. This would be the time where I jump out of the seat, you guys stall, and I go to his house, and then you just see us slapping at each other on his camera.
Can't. COVID.
It's only a couple of blocks away.
Yeah. Social distancing!
So, sorry, I am restrained, which means...
You're immobilized flat-footed. You can't use any actions with the attack or manipulate trait except to attempt to escape or force open your bonds.
I will do that.
And restrain overrides grab.
Okay.
So it is an upgrade. So.
Okay. So, yeah. I can get rid of grabbed, and I'm just restrained. And to grapple, I need an athletics check to beat your fortitude to get away.
I'm assuming so. I go to page 470 to find out.
Now, to get ungrabbed, it's a straight fort athletics. If I'm restrained and that's like a tier up, I'm thinking I would be making this roll at a penalty, right?
I think the penalty for being restrained is not being able to use anything with the manipulator attack.
And you're flat-footed.
Trait and flat-footed. Well, I think grab gives you flat-footed. No, it just does. Denies your dex to AC.
Hmm. All right.
But I think, I don't know.
It takes you to 470 and it doesn't tell you anything about it.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Buddy.
Trying to give you the terrifying stare, but I got to follow it up with a nail attack. every time we shot you,
escape.
You weren't looking.
You attempt to escape
from
being grabbed, immobilized, or restrained. Choose one creature, object, spell, effect, or hazard. Or other impediment imposing any of those conditions on you. Attempt a check using your unarmed attack modifier against the DC of the effect.
Oh, dude, you rolled high on
I
that.
Did.
29.
No, it was like a 29.
Oh, sorry, that was Theon's crossed hammers. You got your last athletics to
go. You got a 26. So you got to beat a 26 with an unmodified attack roll? Is that
with an athletics check.
Oh.
Yeah.
Attempt to check using your unarmed attack modifier against.
Oh, just your unarmed.
This is typically an athletics DC of the creature grabbing you, the thievery DC of the creature who tied you up.
Yeah.
Spell DC for spell
so
effect.
I don't have the skill, but my strength modifier is -2. So I'm going to roll a raw d20.
Nope, not happening.
With a 7 -2 is 5, so it just wiggles. You just see the smoke tail tendril at the back, you know, like the cat. Because this thing tapers off like a black smoky Casper. Just struggle, struggle, struggle. No. And it'll just keep struggling. I mean, there's not much else I can do, even with another. Now it's -6 with my 5. And now it's a -. Yeah, that would have been a critical miss. So, okay. Lots of smoky wiggling. Spitting nails into you. Well restrained, I had one attack option, which was.
Nope. Can't attack.
Okay.
Nothing with the... Well, unless it was... there are things he could do. Yeah. He just couldn't do anything that had the attack trait or manipulate.
At this point, I would rather have it screw up and fail a nail attack that I could than cheat the rules and insist I'm making a nail attack when he couldn't. You know what I mean? Seems to be the lesser evil. So, and apparently I owe Messina a surprise round. So I'm going to, you know, rule in favor of the pit. Niles, you're up.
And here I said to run away.
Yeah.
Muris has a puppet.
Watch my next trick.
I don't know what's worse, they're fearless or the fact that they're winning, or, you know, like one day something's just gonna, you know.
Oh, dude, we almost died that last encounter.
Yeah, hardcore. Yeah.
That was ugly.
I will walk in between Theoan and Albrecht, and that's it.
Okay.
I'll just move there in case something goes bad. All right. So I can heal if I need to.
I can heal if I need to. Al.
It's an awful lot of people to be doing magic through, but fortunately I know a spell that hits unerringly, so I will blow my entire load on magic missiles. 3 actions, 3 missiles, unerringly striking the target. First one hits for 4, second hits for 2, third hits for 2, grand total of 8 points of damage.
Pew pew pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
That's my favorite.
Pew, pew, pew. All right. Lots of force damage, but I'm still here. Wait a minute. I'm, like, literally, like, attached to...
An armpit? Yeah.
Yeah. But no, magic missiles don't miss in this either, do they?
They never miss.
They never miss, yeah. These are little, never little, miss. Little heat-seeker pens.
It's the best spell ever. Mm. It really is the best spell. Damage is meh, but I can't wait till I can heighten that.
Just love these little light bursts that like fly out and go around everybody and then down low and then up under, you know, the arm and just start chopping. Theoan.
All right.
Squeezing into the... So he goes back. Never take a squeeze attack. All right, Theoan.
So I'm going to and I'll give him a chop. I was trying to get a flanking bonus, but
okay.
It's not going to happen. Miss... Hit! Yay. For 8 points of damage. And destroy.
And takes Miro's arms with it. Who doesn't flinch? He just picks up his arm.
Oi! And beat him with the wet end.
And...
Beat him with the wet end.
Gentlemen, perhaps there are secret rooms. Perhaps there are secret doors. And perhaps there are more monsters. I'm not saying there are. I'm not saying there aren't. But as far as you can tell... I congratulate you on clearing the dungeon, and we will see you next time on Dicewise Entertainment prevents Age of Ashes from going well for the bad guys. Brought to you by our sponsors, Devon Knight Minis, Fantasy Grounds itself. Say goodnight, Miros.
Oi, goodnight, everybody. And don't let the bedbugs bite.